Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio AM 1000. We're coming to you live here from San Diego, California. It's a beautiful day in San Diego, by the way. This is the 11th Hour Ministries, and we're here tonight to study the Word of God, the Bible, the mystery of the gospel. We call this program A Miracle in Motion, and the reason why we do that is every time we open the Word of God and read His Word, we believe that God is able to provide miracles in our lives. Without a question, our God is alive and well in the Bible, and the purpose for this program is to be able to determine what God wants for us in our lives by the way we handle ourselves, our interactions with others, our relationship with God. And years ago, I discovered that the Bible is a love letter from God that can direct us and guide us in how He wants us to live our lives and show us the way to live our lives so that He can bless our lives. Our God wants to lavish His love on His children. That's the word that's used throughout the Bible, is the word lavish. I love that word because God just wants to lavish His love on His children. The Bible does say, though, that God will correct His children and discipline them. And so what He does is it's an open book test. The Bible is an open book test. God wants us to read our Bibles, learn the Scripture, learn His commands and precepts, and He wants us to walk in His ways so He can super bless our lives. And a lot of times I think we find in life that, you know, we say, God, I love you, but... And the trouble is, I love you, but... comes with conditions. And God wants us to love Him unconditionally. God wants us to read the Scripture, fall in love with the Word of God, absorb it into our minds and souls and spirits, and go on to live a fruitful life, a God-blessed life. And the only way we can do that is when we do study to find out what the Bible actually says. So, once again, this is KCEO Radio, AM 1000, coming to you live from San Diego, California. This is called the 11th Hour Ministries. If anyone is listening tonight and they're not able to afford a Bible or they want a copy of what we call the Bible Promise Book, this book is pure Scripture and it has headings in each different category of life that addresses certain topics. And it has scriptures for each topic, like anger and happiness and joy and things of this nature. It pulls out all the different scriptures according to those topics, and it's a reference book. So anyone out there who would like a copy of the 11th Hour of the Bible Promise Book, just send us an email at the 11thHourMinistries.net. That's www.11thHourMinistries.net, and we'll be glad to send you a free copy of the Bible Promise Book. And again, we here at the 11th Hour Ministries consider this to be a miracle in motion. We've actually seen people's lives change and transform and heal, and we're so grateful for that in this 45 or 55 shows that we've been on air. And so if anyone out there tonight is feeling a heavy heart or has an anonymous prayer request, we would invite them to call in tonight. And the number here is 760-720-5236. Again, that's 760-720-5236. If you'd never have called the station before here during the program and you have something on your heart you'd like to share, if you have an anonymous prayer request, we'd be glad to take your call tonight. 760-720-5236. And tonight, coming from San Diego, California, we super encourage people to find a church that is Bible-based. That's really super important, to read our Bible, to fellowship with other Christians, and to have people in our lives that are wholesome and godly and living clean lives, because the alternative is, where would we be right now without God in our lives? And for those who don't know God, God is the only one who can fill that certain void inside you that there is no other way to fill. I've lived a life of debauchery in some ways, alcohol and drugs and relationships that weren't exactly godly and things of this nature. And I searched high and low for what would make my life different and what was missing. I was financially secure and had all kinds of different things in my life that I chased around to try to figure out what was going to make a difference in my life so that I could really, you know, have a fulfilled life. Well, as it turned out, I ran into every place you could run. I bumped into every wall you could bump into. I've done everything pretty much worldly that a man can do, only to find that there's no greater love than God's love. There's no greater peace and harmony and the feeling that we have when we have God in us is just absolutely joy. And so reading my Bible this week, I came across some, you know, different scriptures, and it's really, really interesting to come when we read our scripture to find out what God has to say. How about this one? It's Psalms 7:14. Very simple, very short. He who is pregnant with evil and conceives trouble gives birth to disillusionment. He who is pregnant with evil and conceives trouble gives birth to disillusionment. Something to think about. God has a powerful, powerful, the scripture is so amazing because it's just a book that continually feeds you. It feeds our minds. It keeps us super clear on what God has in store for us in our lives. And so let's start with an opening prayer. Father God, we come to you today. And God, we ask that you forgive us for all the sins that we've committed to this moment in time. God, none of us are perfect. And God, I ask that you would just clean our hearts, God. All the people that are listening tonight, God, my passion is that every single person on this planet Earth will bow, their knee shall bow to you, God. God, you're an awesome God, and without you, where would we be? We'd be in darkness. We'd be in despair. There's always something missing. There's an ache that can't be fulfilled. There's a wound inside us that can't be cured without your love, God. And when you do come in our lives, the amazing part of it, God, is that you give us new hope, new life, new energy, new direction. And God, this world is so lost and in turmoil. And so we pray tonight, God, that you would bring all people to unified prayer, that this world can become what it was meant to be in the first place, God, a place where you love and lavish your love on us, God, as the Bible says. Pray for all this in the name of Jesus, our brother. Amen. I find it very ironic that here tonight I was on my way to the station, and a block away from the station in the middle of an intersection, I found four Bibles in the middle of the intersection. And they were just sitting in the middle of the intersection, pages blowing in the wind. Well, I actually passed them, drove up to the next light that I was supposed to take a left on, and I thought to myself, you know, that's God's word. It's laying in the intersection, and I don't believe in coincidences. So I actually circled back, walked out into the middle of the intersection, and scooped up four different Bibles there. And on the cover of the one Bible that was laying in the middle of the intersection, in someone's handwriting, the actual print on the book says the book, which of course is the Bible, but in handwritten scroll above and below that, it says, sin will keep you from reading the book. The book will keep you from sin. Sin will keep you from reading the book. The book will keep you from sin. So whoever's Bible that may be, and if they want to reclaim it, I do have it here at the 11th Hour Ministries. We'd be glad to get it back in your hands. I would love to meet up with you. I don't believe in accidents, but I just thought that was really amazing that there were four Bibles in the middle of the road. And so there's a scripture that goes along with that the page was blowing open. I'm going to read that tonight just for the fun of it. Even this is actually in Isaiah 35. Even the wilderness and the desert will rejoice in those days. The desert will blossom with flowers. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the Lebanon mountains, as lovely as Mount Carmel's pastures and Sharon's meadows. For the Lord will display his glory there, the excellence of our God. With this news, bring cheer to all discouraged ones. Encourage those who are afraid. Tell them, be strong, not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you, and when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unstop the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who could not speak will shout and sing. Springs will burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The parched ground will become a pool with springs of water in this thirsty land. Where the desert jackals lived, there will be reeds and rushes. And a main road will go through that once desert land. It will be named the Holy Highway. No evil-hearted man may walk upon it. God will walk there with you. Even the most stupid cannot miss the way. No lion will lurk along its course, nor will there be any other dangers. Only the redeemed will travel there. These, the ransomed of the Lord, will go home along the road to Zion, singing the songs of everlasting joy. For them, all sorrow and all sighing will be gone forever. Only joy and gladness will be there. I think that's pretty interesting. So, once again, here we are at the 11th Hour Ministries, and this is KCEO Radio, AM 1000. We actually have Lisa on the line, so we're going to pick up with Lisa on line one. Hello, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Hello, Mark. I'm good.
Great, great. It's nice to hear from you.
Can I, before I start, I have kindergartner Sarah listening. I have second grader Daniel listening.
Wow.
And their mom Yvonne, and it's their first time listening to your show. And I just want to welcome them, and I hope that they'll stay with us for the hour and listen to the praise and listen to the glory.
Outstanding. So it's Sarah and Vaughn?
Sarah, Daniel, and Yvonne.
Sarah, Daniel, and Yvonne.
That's right.
Well, welcome Sarah, Daniel, and Yvonne. And we hope that today is an exciting day for you to listen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, Lisa, we're here tonight, and as I mentioned, I have found four Bibles in the middle of an intersection.
So awesome.
Thought that was pretty interesting, so I picked them
God
up.
God just kind of tripped you up there, didn't he?
You sure did. Well, actually, I was coming to the program, and actually, two blocks before I got here, I thought, you know, how awesome this program was put together for us to try to be able to share God's truth, share God's word, share his love, and promote his truth into this lost and dark world. And I'm driving along, and as for those folks who don't know, Lisa and I have just actually become acquainted with each other approximately a month ago through the program, through a mutual friend, and a lot has changed in a month's time. And so I'm kind of coming along the road, and I thought, wow, we're about 45 or 55 shows into this thing, and we don't have any sponsors. You know, this program is just an hour dedicated to God and his love, and hopefully that some hearts would be touched through this program. And I'm thinking how awesome it is that at least one person that I know God put in my life who is an awesome, dynamic, animated person. Her name is Lisa. She's on the line with me right now. She's become my very dear friend and sister in Christ. And I'm thinking how awesome it is that our God has used this medium or this format to connect us and make great things happen. And all of a sudden I looked down and there's four Bibles, and I thought, wow, this is on the way to the program. So it's kind of like, you know, how many times have you stopped it in and found four Bibles? I mean, you know,
had you been walking, you'd have tripped over.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So that was very exciting. And you know, it was in my fondness for having a, you know, come together and develop a relationship with you, Lisa, that I was sort of thinking when I stumbled across them. So whatever it's worth, that's where, you know, that was an exciting moment for me here when I got on, or just before I got to the station. So what I wanted the listeners to know is that when you and I met a month ago, you were living a life that was had some pain, some despair, and some troubles of whatever sort. And the thing that means the most to me, Lisa, is that when you said to me, now life is not a burden, now life is a blessing.
Well, I don't want to look. I was brought up to look, and even just life's occurrences is that life was a burden. Now, in my mind, life is a treasure to be picked up and explored.
Amen.
And it's awesome.
So a month ago, you were feeling that life was a burden, correct?
Or a month ago, it was either death or God.
Wow.
And that's in 1 month. And I don't have all good days. And for people who are out there and they're early in their walk, they're not all good. I mean, I talked to my sister today and cried like a baby.
Yeah, but, you know, we do call it keeping it real here, at least at the 11th Hour Ministries. And we're here to, you know, just tell the truth about our walk with the Lord. You know, this whole process, this whole relationship with God is a process. And, you know, there's going to be good days, bad days. There's going to be struggles and battles. There's going to be all kinds of different things that are, of course, Satan is going to want to try to take us down anytime he can. But what about life without God? I mean, a month and a half ago, it was, you know, life was getting to a point where you felt so distressed that it was either going to be God or death. And where would we be right now without God? I mean, this process that's happened in your life, there's a great friend of mine named Arthur in Texas, and I talked to him on the way into the program today, and he said, as long as we stay in the Spirit, as long as we stay in the Spirit and do right in the Spirit.
The Spirit is, from what I understand in my studies just in the last month, is Jesus came and he died for our sins and he went back up with his Father, but the Holy Spirit is Jesus here on earth now.
Amen.
And it's the Holy Spirit in our hearts now that is Jesus. It's like I used to think, you know, God, show me a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Holy Spirit. And believe me, you know, I'm a show me, feel me kind of type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that God is doing, and like I impressed upon Mark that I really want to reach the people who are like me. My house was foreclosed on as of the 15th of this month, and I'm actually now going through eviction by attorneys because now my lender, after 15 years, owns my home. And the things, it's like God knows how easy it would be for me in my new walk to fall backwards.
Amen.
And what he's doing, it's like he's showing me instantaneously. All I have to do is have a thought, and it happens. And baptism, can I go back a little, Mark?
Please do.
Okay, when I was in high school, I went to a campus life meeting, and I accepted Christ into my heart. And at that time, they said, you know, when you do, all the angels in the heavens sing, the trumpets will flare, and they're so happy that you've made this decision. And then people at Campus Life said, and you'll be different. From this point on, you'll be different. And I wasn't. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not even good enough for God.
Mm.
What I have learned in the last month is God couldn't come into my heart because I had so much rage and resentment and hatred for the people who had sinned against me.
Mm-hmm.
In my heart, there was no room when I was in high school for God to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I started forgiving and releasing and emptying my heart of all those things that the devil had put there.
Amen.
And I tell my friends, it's like my heart is empty. It's not empty, it's empty of the bad. And it wasn't until it was empty that God could come in.
Amen.
And I feel really impressed for people to know this, that it's like, that was in high school. What was I, 17, 18 years old? I'm 50 years old, and it took me that long to empty out the bad.
Mm.
But at the point of baptism, my heart was empty enough that God did come in.
Amen.
And now it's like instead of when something happens that's not good in my life, instead of going, you deserve this, this is what you've lived for, it's like I'm going, my mind is now going, what am I supposed to learn?
Mm.
There's something I'm supposed to learn from this. What is it?
Amen.
And it's only since the point of baptism that I've had this open heart,
well,
and this open mind.
And to clarify, Lisa, is that when we first spoke on the radio and I was tremendously concerned because of your disposition.
I mean, I was afraid for me.
I mean, I felt your pain, and I've been in the darkness. I know the walk in the dark ways, and that's just because of, you know, certain choices that we make. Every sin separates us from God, and if we're not on God's team, we give ourselves over. This world belongs to the darkness. And so if we're not reaching out and having God be our, if we're not claiming God, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, by default, we're already in the hands of the dark. And so, in faith, I absolutely believed that God put you and I together.
Oh, I do too.
And that under when on the program, I said to you, I can promise you that if you go through certain steps, that you will be this new creation that God says you will be.
That you could show me self-love.
And that was one of those major, major steps, was that you had to be baptized in the water by immersion to become, to die to your old self and become renewed in God. And you were said to me, Mark, what if it doesn't work? And I'm thinking to myself, here's a woman whose life is virtually on the line. It's either God or not, or death. And you know, who is this Mark guy? I mean, I don't have a doctorate degree. I'm not a guy who's, you know, been a theologian for a bazillion years. I'm a guy who loves our God so much. He transformed my life forever. I don't have to fear the darkness. I don't have to fear my enemies. Yeah, I have good days and bad days, and you know, but the main ingredient is I can't imagine my life without God. I get out of bed every day and ask God, where do you want me? What do you want me to do? And I only want to share His truth and His love. And this isn't for Mark's glory. This is for God's glory. So when I sit in front of this microphone and just want to share His truth, this is our radio program, Lisa. This is everyone who's listening. This is literally a moment put aside, that we can put the world aside and spend time revering our Lord, loving our Lord, showing Him how much we really appreciate the fact that He does what He says He's going to. His promises can't and won't be broken. And so I, in faith, said, I believe that this woman, because just like I said, I was in that type of pain where when you have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, God says in the Bible, you will be filled. And what I believe is just that, and once we say, you know, again, Lisa, we say on this program, a miracle in motion. Now, I'm going to ask you clearly that between 5 weeks ago and now, do you believe that a miracle has occurred in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Do
I believe that? And do I, as I pack up my house, and this is to reach your listeners, Mark, as I pack up my house, it hasn't been just 5 weeks. It didn't come that instantaneously.
Understood.
I'm packing my bookshelves, and every book I have in my bookshelves is in search of God.
Amen.
It's not like I haven't been searching. I have. In the last 5 weeks, I came to know Him.
Well, and our God, you know what? He's prepped you. See, what God does is He allows us to go to wander in the darkness. We separate ourselves from God by our sin. And He knows our hearts, and He reads our hearts, and He knows who are His chosen children, and He gives us free will. We have the choice of going one direction or another. Well, when God lets us go through, and Lisa, you and I talked about this in great detail, how could God let me as a young man be molested? How could God let me get connected to a married woman when I first met her and said, you know, I don't ever have relationships with married people. It's not an option, blah, blah, blah. And she lied to me. She lied to me and told
me.
It's
like me. I always thought I would never stay with a man that hit me.
And here's what happens is that in the case of that relationship, I end up falling in love, which I had no clue of what love was. And you and I went through the 10-step program of how to find real love. But, you know, and then I end up crushed. I mean, I was in a state of mind like you, Lisa, where I didn't care if I lived or died. I mean, this is keeping it real at the 11th hour ministry.
Dying would have put you out of the pain.
Exactly.
At that time.
And so, you know, life was a burden. It wasn't a blessing. And all of a sudden, someone came to me and said, and I was ripe, I was primed, I was ready, and someone loved me enough to take a Bible and sit me down and say, the Bible's not a dust collector. It's not a piece of, it's not an ornament for your house.
It's not for show, so when people come in, they think highly of you.
Exactly. The Bible is a book that life pours out of in every, every pore of our bodies will be filled with the love of God when we open our Bibles and read it and understand it. And when you and I had talked about it before, Lisa says, I wouldn't change a day of the pain. I wouldn't change a day of the crazy. I wouldn't change it because it what got me through to the point where I can truly appreciate our God. Now, in the case of people who don't have to go that trail, thank God for that. I mean, I don't recommend it. It's only for, you know, trained professionals was what I went through in my lifetime. But, you know, and I say that kiddingly, but there's no joke about it. The fact is that our lives in this world, we come out into the world being wrapped around us is darkness. And when we reach out to God, he loves it. Every single one of us are his precious, special child. And one of the things, Lisa, that I told you and I truly feel and believe is that God put you in my life. You are an amazing soul. You're an amazing spirit. You're an amazing person. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of great things. Our God wants to lavish you with his love. Now, in our case, you and I, we were kind of, you know, on a more stubborn trail, maybe, let's call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so God made us retest. Well, thank God you can't flunk his test as long as you don't, you know, turn and burn. But, you know, once again, to be able to share this moment on the radio with you, you know, this I truly believe is a miracle in motion. For those folks listening, can you imagine 5 weeks ago, I don't know this lady from Adam. She's in a position where it's either going to be, you know, God's going to come into my life and fix all this mess, or I'm just going to take myself out and kill myself. That's exactly where she is.
And only because, and people who have been molested know, and it actually is a symptom of molest, is that you don't know life out of the pain. You only think that death is getting you out of the pain.
And
you don't know God.
Absolutely. And to be able to forgive, you know, what's interesting is that when we have this rage inside us, it's like it only destroys us. Bitterness destroys the one it dwells within.
Actually, it allows you to accept even more pain because you're so afraid of the rage coming to the surface.
Anger is really in disguise. Anger is fear, sadness, or pain. Anger in disguise is fear, sadness, or pain.
Right.
Bitterness only destroys the one it dwells within. It's like cancer. It continually erodes your power, your strength, and your closeness to God. What if God didn't forgive you and I, Lisa? What if he didn't forgive? What if God didn't have enough mercy and grace to look back in our past, because he knows every single bad word we've said, every single act that we've done, every thought we've thought that was immoral or whatever it was. I mean, my trail back there, the wake behind me before I found God was just dark. Not that I intentionally hurt anyone or tried, you know, I tried not to intentionally hurt people, but I hurt people all the time because I didn't know how to steer, you know, and I just kept smashing into everything.
But when I laid on the bathroom floor, Mark, and my brother was raping me, where was God?
Well.
And that's why coming to God has been a 50-year journey for me.
I understand.
Is that if that could happen, but see, when Jesus died on the cross, what he died for was our sin, and
Amen.
What he gave us at that time was choice.
Amen.
And he gave someone the choice to take me in the bathroom and rape me when I was just 5, 6, 7. I can't even put the time date on it. God doesn't give me that yet.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. You see people on, I watch a lot of these cop programs that the people, it would be a set of parents who have lost a child to rape and murder and all these type of really terrible, horrific crimes. And you'll find some people, and this always amazes me, is that some of these folks are parents that are so angry and bitter and destroyed, and all they have is anger and rage and hate. And I don't know exactly how to quantify all this other than saying that God's grace and mercy, but there are other parents who have forgiveness in their hearts who aren't by any means, you know, they're surely not, you know, looking for this type of event in their lives, and if they had it to do over, they, you know, not to be taken lightly on the fact that they've lost the child and how much pain has come into their lives, equal amount of pains in both sets of circumstances, different reaction.
Completely. And even then, Jesus wept.
And it's just, you know, it's such an amazing thing. You know, Lisa, pain in our lives is God calling, and he wants us to answer the phone. Bottom line is that God is going to use pain to keep us close to him. And when we respond to God, the Bible says our God is a jealous God. He wants our attention. He wants our love. And he wants to be our protector. He wants to be our healer. He wants to give us enough of his grace and mercy in us to be able to forgive those who trespass against us. Imagine that. And trespassing, no, God isn't, the Bible is not a book that's set up to be tickle your ears or, you know, tiptoe around the through the tulips. This is, you know, hardcore living. This is the way of life and death. This is you get it and you're saved or you don't and you're not. You either go to heaven in the end or you go to hell. Jesus says you're either with me or you're against me. If you're not with him, by default, you're against him. That's a terrible, terrible place to be. And, you know, it's interesting to be able to share this time tonight, Lisa, on the radio. One thing I'd like to bring up is you and I spoke about a top 10 list of all the people who are listening tonight. If you have a partner in your life, if a job or any type of thing, how you want to see yourself in life.
Whether it's who your kids hang out with.
Whether
it's the parents of the kids you hang out with.
The life partner, you know, your
everybody.
Friend. And what Lisa and I, this is something God put on my heart a long time ago, and Lisa has embellished upon this to the point where we think it's so important, is make a list. Take a piece of paper and write a top 10 list of all the things that you want for your children's friends, for your life partner, for yourself. In how you'll be approached the people in your life. What kind of church do you want? You know, what type of things you will accept from a church and what you expect from a church. Point is,
what you expect from yourself. That's where I'm at, because I'm venturing out and I'm going to create myself.
Amen.
And now it's not, if I do this, they will love me. It's, if I do this, can I live and love myself and will I give glory to God?
And of course, in loving yourself, that God will shine his light through you, as the Bible teaches us. And everybody wants to be a part of God's love and light. And they'll feel his love coming through you, and you will go on to have an impact in so many people's lives. Imagine 5 weeks ago, if you didn't call out to God and he called. Remember, the Bible says, knock and you will receive. And it's like you called out to God, and now you've been trained.
But I don't want to sugarcoat this for anybody. It's like my life, because I was baptized, I've got more of a Christ-like heart and mind. That's true. That doesn't mean the demons aren't circling me.
Well, and it's understood, but that's why I said, you know, this is hardcore living. I mean, you are in a spiritual battle, as it says in Ephesians, and the spiritual battle takes place in the heavenly realms. And it's real, and it's a tug of war over your soul, and it ain't never going to end. But God has used your walk in this world and your past as a witness to others. Imagine how many people, Lisa, are listening tonight that will be in the same position, are either in that case today, could be there 6 months from now or 10 years from now. Something that is going to be said tonight by Scripture will be heard by someone, and God will transform their lives, who knows when, but that's what, you know, part of the purpose for our pain and the darkness that we've once walked in is that God will provide his story to be told via our lives. Our life events turn into his glory. When we turn to him and he blesses our lives, that's to be told to all nations. And that's what the Bible clearly says. And that's what's so awesome about our God. Our God, you know, even though it's, you know, a painful affair, there's not one person in the Bible that ever went through the life story without a whole lot of pain in it. But how many, you know, how great and how amazing are the rewards and the blessings that come to our faithfulness to God? And that's the main ingredient. God wants us to be faithful. There's a scripture right here. It says, this is Psalms 23. And this is a scripture that I'm quite sure a lot of folks are going to be able to relate to. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How awesome is that, Lisa?
But you are so, I mean, to me and you together in our walk are like night and day. You are so there. You were baptized 10 years ago. I was just baptized. And in my life, and when what I believe now, 5 weeks later after baptism and years of searching for God, I have a ministry in me. I believe that. And there are people who have suffered the same pain that I have that eventually, when I get more versed, I'm going to be able to reach. But right now, I'm still on that fence. And I keep, like I explained to Mark earlier in the week, is that on The Wizard of Oz, those monkeys on those bicycles, that's the people that I've lived with the devil for 5 years. I've lived with the transients, the dumpster divers. That's where I've been. And I feel them because they know that my house is foreclosed on. And I feel them circling outside my house. But in my vision, they're outside my house.
Amen. And
if I open the door and let them in, that's something I'm going to then have to deal with.
Well, you'll be sorry that you did, but you're right.
I am sorry that I have.
Well, we have the ability to keep the prayer is, Lisa, that God keeps the demons and darkness on the outside of the hedge, the fiery
it's
hedge.
It's definitely on the outside, except when I open that door. But in Psalm 57,
mm-hmm.
in verse 4, it says, I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows,
mm.
whose tongues are sharp words.
Amen.
And then in Psalm 57:7, it says, my heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music, awake my soul, awake harp and lyre. I will awaken and dawn. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples.
Wow. And you are right now. And you know how, you wouldn't talk about how many angels in heaven are singing, Lisa, is, you know, our God is so proud that you have chosen the trail of life that you have. And yes, you're what we call a little baby Christian. Well, you got to walk before you run. I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, you are, just imagine yourself in the curled up in the arms of our daddy. You know, you're his little girl and you're curled up right on his lap and you're kind of just admiring your daddy and he's smiling down looking at you. I mean, that's the love you have right now. And our Father God wouldn't let a hair on your head be harmed because his promise is that the darkness cannot go anywhere near where God is. He will protect you from all of Satan's schemes, which is clearly scripture. And so what we need to do, you know, the Bible in Exodus 14:14 says, all you need do is be still and let the Lord fight for you. So can you imagine, you turn to the Lord, you got to read your Bible, you got to follow his ways, you got to do the right thing. But in that case, God does the battling. We couldn't possibly fight the boogeyman and his angels to save our lives. Satan is a fallen angel. He has powers greater than man's ever going to have, except for when God is in his life.
But don't just look at it through as God coming to you, because I had someone today who was God's messenger, and I never even hooked up with her. I just heard via the telephone that someone in Laguna Niguel loved me enough to take a train down to San Diego. They called my sister down in Chula Vista and said, can you come and get me at the train station? My sister went and got her. She went to my sister's house and visited for a couple hours, and then said, I need to catch my train back to Laguna Niguel. In her visit, she left me an envelope. Knowing that my house is being foreclosed on, knowing that I've had 5 major losses in my life since last October, this woman took that journey because she loved me through our Lord. And she left me an envelope with money in it to help me on my way and in my search.
Amen. And you know what?
And you don't just look for it in God, because God, he's looking out after everybody, but he sends his little angels.
The Bible says, be careful to entertain strangers. You never know which one's an angel. But
exactly.
You know, God will super bless her heart for giving in that case, and you know, and you are love.
You just don't know the blessing that was, because I was having, like, I'm packing up my home in 15 years, and it's hurting. It's hurting me to the very depths of my soul. I feel like I left my deceit, let my deceased husband down. I mean, it's taken me to my knees in pain, and for an angel to pop into my day today was awesome, and God had to have sent her.
Well, and you know, this is where God's finest work is done, when we are surrendering our lives, when we submit ourselves to our God, when, you know, we have our own will, we have our pride and arrogance, and mankind is, you know, so much in the way of God's works. And what happens is, when we get stripped down to the bare bones of life, God's all over it. When we're not trying to steer, He's going to bless, you know, our wildest imagination. But we have to do it on His terms and in His timing. And that's where humility and humbleness, God wants us to have great humility and humbleness. Imagine the Blessed Mother. I mean, we're always wanting to, you know, stop and focus on what we don't have. That's, you know, ungrateful.
That's right.
We're basically ungrateful children, bottom line. I mean, you know, we come out into this world thinking, well, you know, the world owes us something or whatever. And so we're focusing on what we don't have. And imagine how much that hurts our God, because why don't we appreciate what God gave us? Why don't we focus on the appreciation of what good we are to each other? Why isn't this world focused on, why doesn't the news say, you know, Joe helped the little old lady across the street today, and Susie gave, you know, some soup to the sick lady down the street, and you know what I mean? We're all geared toward looking to the negative of life. Well, you know, God says, thou shalt not covet, right? And isn't it interesting how much of us spend time wishing we had something else? We covet everything we see. America equals covet. I mean, it's crazy. You know, why don't we just all, you know, understand that? What blessings do you have? You got, you know, a healthy body. And for those who don't have healthy bodies, you have people who love you. I mean, there's always
for
something.
Those who don't have healthy bodies, they have the promise that in heaven they will.
Well, and God can even heal the
yes.
body. So, I mean, there's no end to His blessings. There's no end to His goodness. And what on earth are we all doing walking around looking at all the dark, right?
The dark is so much easier to look at.
Well, it used to be, right? That's
we all feel unworthy.
The key is that's what the Bible does, Lisa. The Bible shows us the light. It is the light. It shines the flashlight into the darkness. You know, when we can appreciate, you know, just imagine, you know, you're a parent and you give your child everything on the planet and it's just a spoiled, rotten, miserable little brat. I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it like that. Bottom line is, you know, that's got to hurt your heart to no end. But then, what, you know, on the other hand, let's look at a child who, you know, appreciates that mommy worked so long and did what she did for, you know, and she shows in her way of her life that she's appreciative of, you know, how much effort mommy put forth, and she's just a good, you know, a well-behaved individual. Now, of course, children, I don't want to, you know, call upon, you know, miserable little brats on the program and make that to be a standard that, you know, children are children. So my point is that, you know, we don't, as adults, we think we've grown up, but you know what we are? We're spoiled little brats. We're the miserable little brats. We're the ones who know better. The children are innocent. They just react to their environment. We're the ones that are really, when we grow up and we're big boys and girls, and now all of a sudden we think we get, you know, we're so smart and we're just a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats to God. Or then, of course, we have our choice, which is to be, you know, thankful to our God and appreciative and show Him admiration and reverence and love and, you know, by changing that, like you said, is a standard for us to look at the dark. No, change that. Let God work in us to change that around to when we show our appreciation, when we actually spend our energy to, we have to pay attention, Lisa. They don't, why is the term pay attention? So what does that mean? We have to pay? Isn't that interesting? I mean, we have to give our attention before God can bless. So we have to give Him our attention. He will bless us back. But, you know, we got to give Him
you have to give Him the glory to get the reward.
Amen. Now,
that's
listen,
the same
Lisa.
Dealing with the transients. It's like they're comfortable because they have nothing. They have nothing to work and maintain.
That's true.
So in God, if you don't have God, you don't have to work at it because you don't have him in the first place.
Well, the thing is you must work toward the goal that God wants us involved in, is to read his Bible, follow his commands, live his way, and that's mandatory. That's not like, you know, an optional quiz. But in the meantime, Lisa, I have an old friend of yours on the radio. This is Josephine coming in on
Josephine
line
from Houston.
Two. Hello, Josephine.
Well, look at you two beautiful people in the Lord. It's wonderful listening to the two of you talk. And I wanted to just offer, along with you, a word of encouragement to everybody out there, because we're progressively becoming conformed to the image of his dear son.
Amen.
It's a progressive thing. And Arthur was talking earlier, you said, about having the right spirit. And the scripture I just want to share real quick is 2 Corinthians 7:1. Can I do that?
Please do.
Okay, it says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. It's a process. It ain't happening overnight. It's just us conforming daily, do what you're saying to do, and read the scripture, and just give our attention, like you're saying, to him, and let him do his work in us. And like you're saying, it's not about what we can do, but what about what he has done, and what we can let him do in our lives. Isn't that nice?
Well, it's just so amazing, Josephine. And you know, to the listeners tonight, I mean, it's just such an exciting time here tonight, this particular day, this particular hour, that, you know, these folks who are listening and the three of us here and for all the folks that aren't listening and all around the world, you know, we're trying to, here at the 11th Hour Ministries, have a group of people that pray and feel God's truth and love in their hearts and mm-hmm. just reach out to all the people who don't know what we know and share this awesome news with them. I mean, the fact that we love God as much as we do means that every single person who, you know, turns to God and ends up understanding his ways is called to God. God opens our ears. God opens our eyes. God opens our hearts and souls and minds and spirits. And we pray that God will, you know, continue to do that until this world is brought back to every man and woman and child will bow on its knee to the Lord. But yet, you know, it's just such an awesome thing to share God's love. What better thing is there on earth? I mean, we can all have fancy cars, fancy houses, fancy jobs, fancy this, fancy that, fancy clothes. And you know what? Sharing God's love in his family of believers is all there really is. It's all about God's love and the people that he puts in our lives and the family members that we share his truth with. There's no greater treasure. This right now, we're the richest people on the planet Earth.
The treasure right now here to me is that there are three people on the line, and there are three levels of our walk with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I am so new, but what kept me from it is I always felt God was worthy of my love and praise. That was never the issue ever in my life. It was that I felt unworthy
mm-hmm.
of God's love.
Understood.
But we're all lovable. We all possess that quality of being lovable and being kind, and what we give away, it comes back. And we deserve the same love that we can put out there.
God wants to lavish, listen to that word, he wants to lavish his love.
And we are worthy.
On every one of his children. You know, God, every single person on this planet Earth is a child of God. Every single person on this planet Earth has the ability to invite God into their lives and have God be their master, their Lord, and let Jesus Christ be their Lord and Savior, and God will super bless their lives. And no matter how dark of a walk they walk in, if they're truly repenting,
you're still worthy.
You are still worthy.
And even when you were walking that walk, God cried for you and said, come to me.
Amen.
And you felt, everybody felt the tug.
Amen.
You can't have walked this earth and not thought there's something better.
Amen.
You cannot have lived this earth and not felt that.
And that's what this program is for, Lisa, is that, you know, God's truth, it's about His Word. And, you know, I grew up in an environment where it was always talked about where, you know, you need God in your life, you need a godly wife, you know, blah, blah. Well, that was all fine and dandy, but the difference that I was able, that God blessed me to learn, was it's His Word that does the work. It's His Word and following His commands and His Word that enlightens us. And to be able to take our Bibles and read our Bibles and do the work, study His Word, is what makes the difference in our lives. And so don't make any mistake about it, folks, the people listening tonight. If you're not reading your Bible, if you're not getting deep into the Word of God and wearing it on your heart, if you're not spending time with our Lord on a daily or regular basis, going to church, fellowshipping with others, reading your Bible and following His commands, God ain't gonna bless it. Here's a psalm right now, ladies, that I'd like to read. Is this is Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
And for those of you who have never met Mark, the first time I met him was at church, and I knew across the courtyard, when I looked in Mark's face, he had the glow of the Lord. And I knew, without ever meeting him before, of all those people who had come out of the first service and were waiting for the second, I said, there he is, right there.
Mm. Well, it's...
Because you do.
You know what? I just work here, Lisa. I'm a
I'm just saying, you may not see it when you look in the mirror, son, but when I looked at you across that courtyard, and Edith had met you before.
Yes.
And I looked across the courtyard, and I said, there he is.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, our God's light shines through us, and it's so radiant. I mean, listen to the scripture. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. And the word, what's amazing is the Word of God is so powerful. It's so true. There's not one thing in this Bible that is will ever mislead, misdirect, hurt, harm. You know, God wants, just like what we talked about, is, you know, just imagine us all as little children curled up in our daddy's lap. You know, why don't we become a world of grateful children? You know, let's turn our lives around in this world and consider God and how much He put His Son on the cross. There's an old song by Billy Joel, "The Sinners Have Much More Fun." Guess what? That's a lie.
That is.
That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. You know who has more fun? I sought the Lord in Proverbs 34:4. This is fun, kids. I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
And He gives you the strength to stand before your demon and say, I am not one of you.
This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. And I even hear an angel in the background somewhere over there. Somebody's angel dog. He's barking.
That's my four-legged angel.
Yeah, see that? Now, so Josephine, go right ahead. What were you saying now?
Oh, I was going to go along with what you were saying. The fruit of walking in the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's why we want to walk in God's ways, because it results in such wonderful fruit.
Well, and keeping it real, and for the people who, in my old case, and people that probably could relate to Lisa and things of that nature, is, you know, you get a God fix. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of highs in this world from all to material things, but there's nothing on this planet Earth that gives you a God fix like God's love.
And you need to look for the miracles. Like I said,
amen.
In my life right now, it's so instantaneous. It's like I just had the thought last week of selling my deceased husband's truck. It was the first truck we ever bought together as a couple without a cosigner. It was my husband's truck. And it's real hard for me to give up, but I decided in my venture out on my own, I could take that money and build up my own SUV so that I'm going to have a safe vehicle to take.
And your husband will, without a question.
But right then, God sent someone to my door. There's not a for sale sign on my truck. God sent someone to the door driving down the street. He knocked on the door and said, I'm here about your Ford Ranger.
Wow. There's no accident.
It was no accident, and it, you know, for me right now in my walk, it's like I need to see this. I mean, I didn't live in the Old Testament, where people saw the miracles, but right now, to me, that was my miracle.
Amen. Dear, you know what, Lisa? All of the people who turn to the Lord, read His Word, follow His commands, and share His truth.
And if you do it, it'll come.
They are actually part of a miracle in motion. And that's what we ladies here, we're going to have to wrap up. We have 40 seconds, but that's what we here at the 11th Hour Ministries have put this program together. I'm so grateful to our God to have been able to spend this time with you ladies. These words we've spoken will echo for eternity. I love you both with the love of the Lord. We at this program love every single person on this planet Earth, and we want that you share in God's love, the God's peace and harmony and truth. I'm just so grateful that God put you ladies in my life. Lisa, I'm so proud of you. You're awesome.
Mark, if anybody calls and wants to reach me, feel free to give them my number.
I will do it. 11thHourMinistries.net. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Bless you guys.